RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Over now to Des Cahill for the sports news.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. We're going to start with last night's action from European club football, and good results overall for the Irish sides. Dundalk secured a comfortable win. Bohemians drew in Iceland, and there was a narrow defeat there for Sligo Rovers. At Oriel Park, Dundalk beat the Welsh side Newtown 4-0, a big lead for them now going into the second leg. And David McMillan was amongst the scorers. He became the League of Ireland's outright top goal scorer in European football with 12 goals.
Look, going into the game, I knew that that record was there and waiting, but and obviously a very important game for us to try and get through this round, so it was a good start. Look, we've had a disrupted preparation, as have they, so it couldn't be used as an excuse, and we wanted to go out and perform well, and thankfully we were able to do that, and to be up 2-0 at half-time was great, and we wanted to try and almost put the tie to bed if we could tonight, and the last-minute goal, 4-0, it's a good scoreline going off to Wales next week.
Yeah, I want to put the record in context, though. Glenn Crowe was level with you on 11 goals, and what a League of Ireland legend he was. So to go ahead of him, to be on your own as the record goal scorer, and more to come, perhaps, and hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Look, it's this run, I think, is one that we can look forward to. Obviously, we've got to do a job on Tuesday, but we've put ourselves as a club in a good position to be seeded in this round, and hopefully in the next two, if we can progress. So. Personally, and as part of the club, I know we want to be ambitious and try and get through as many rounds as we can. It's a good start, but hopefully we can continue to build on it.
That's David McMillan talking to Tony O'Donoghue now. Elsewhere, Bohemians earned an excellent 1-1 draw with Stjarnan of Iceland. The Bows' goal came when Ross Tierney got a touch to Dawson Devoy's shot. Sligo Rovers' hopes remain alive as well. They'll go into their home tie 1-0 down after losing 1-0 to FH in Iceland last night. Greg Bulger, though, sent off for Sligo 12 minutes from the end of that game. Big GA news. Next week's Leinster hurling final between Kilkenny and Dublin, and the following day's doubleheader of Leinster football semi-finals, will each be played in front of attendances of 18,000 fans in Croke Park, while 7,000 fans will be allowed to attend the Munster hurling final. Paddy Talley has quit as manager of the Down Footballers after 3 years in charge. Meanwhile, Galway and Kerry meet tonight in the opening game of the TG Cahir Ladies Football Championship. The bulk of the games are tomorrow. They include Armagh taking on Cavan. Armagh will be hoping to build on last year's run to the semi-final. But Bláthnaid Macken is also conscious that it's just great to be back.
Feeling really lucky and grateful that we're getting the opportunity to play, and in the current times it's brilliant. Like, there's no feeling like championship, so everyone's excited and everyone just can't wait to get going, really.
Now, it's an unusually quiet weekend in hurling, but there are still three games of great significance for Dunloe Cusack to preview, including tomorrow's big relegation battle.
Good morning, Des. After last week's high drama, hurling does some housekeeping this weekend, clearing up two competitions lying around from last year and teasing Laois and Antrim with the prospects of playoff adventure or rejoining the hopefuls in the Joe McDonagh Cup. Antrim had a dizzying start to the league campaign, but even in this condensed season, that seems like a long time ago. Laois have been on a grim slog all season. Their under-20s delivered a huge thrashing to Antrim during the week, but the form line says the Northerner revenge may be served lukewarm at Parnell Park. The under-20 decider sees Dublin taking on Cork. From death's door a month ago, Dublin hurling suddenly looks sprightly. Galway have been seen off at senior and under-20 level in recent weeks. Those wins looked unlikely, as does this, so Cork are forewarned. Cork have had a long spell of inactivity, but come packed with solid players all over the field and are well placed to claim a welcome triumph for all on Leaside. The minor final brings together Kilkenny and Galway for a third year in a row. Billy Drennan, one of the stars of last year's ill-fated campaign, is the player to watch for Kilkenny, but Galway have momentum. They came into the competition a week ago with a 15-point win over Munster champions Limerick that included a spurt of 3-6 in the final 8 minutes. They're going for a fifth win in 6 seasons at this level and looking to defeat Kilkenny for a third time in a row. It'd be no mean achievement by any standards, and expect them to do it.
Thanks, Donal Logue. Now, in rugby, the British and Irish Lions are going to play the Sharks again tomorrow for the second time in 4 days. It's because the game they were meant to play with the Bulls has been postponed because of a COVID outbreak. And the Springboks themselves, the South African national side, they've already been forced to cancel their planned international against Georgia today after 12 cases of COVID-19 in their camp. We'll be talking to Donal Lenihan former Lions captain and manager, about this later in the programme. In tennis, Ash Barty and Karolina Pliskova qualified for the women's singles final at Wimbledon yesterday. Today, it's men's semi-final day. On the Tour de France, the German Nils Pollitt won the 12th stage of the Tour, but the overall leader, Tadej Pogačar, still leads. He came home safe in the main bunch. Golf now, and the Scottish Open saw Jack Senior take a very significant lead. The youngster had a great round of 7 under par. He's one ahead of the big names, Lee Westwood and Justin Thomas. Paddy Harrington also began very well, 4 under par. Rory McIlroy and Cormac Jarvan are 1 under. In the United States, at the John Deere Classic, Seamus Power is 3 under par after the opening day. The leaders on 7 under, Chez Reavie, Sebastian Munoz and Camilo Villegas. Leona Maguire, meanwhile, 2 under, going into day 2 of the Marathon Classic on the LPGA Tour. The leader is Nasa Hatoak of Japan, 10 under par after a sensational round of 61. And finally for now, the racing news. The Falmouth Stakes is the big race at Newmarket this afternoon, but there's also action at home at Cork and Kilbeggan, which hosts the Midlands National.